Christabel picks up the stick. It fits well in her hand. She is in the garden, waiting with the rest of the household for her father to return with her new mother. Uniformed servants blow on cold fingers. Rooks caw half-heartedly from the trees surrounding the house. It is the last day of December, the dregs of the year. The afternoon is fading, and the lawn a quagmire of mud and old snow, which three-year-old Christabel stamps across in her lace-up leather boots, holding the stick like a sword, a miniature sentry in a brass-buttoned winter coat. She swishes the stick to and fro, enjoying the v-v-v sound it makes, uses it to spoon a piece of grubby snow to her mouth. The snow is as chilly on her tongue as the frost flowers that form on her attic window, but less clinging. It tastes disappointingly nothingy. Somewhere too far away to be bothered about, her nanny is calling her name. Christabel puts the noise away from her with a blink. She spies snowdrops simpering at the edge of the garden. Christabel's father, Jasper Seagrave, and his new bride are, at that moment, seated side by side in a horse-drawn carriage, travelling up the driveway towards Jasper's family home, Chilcombe, a many-gabled, many-chimneyed, ivy-covered manor house with an elephantine air of weary grandeur. In outline, it is a series of sagging triangles and tall chimney stacks, and it has huddled on a wooded cliff overhanging the ocean for 400 years, its leaded windows narrowed against sea winds and historical progress, its general appearance one of gradual subsidence. The staff at Chilcombe say today will be a special day, but Christabel is finding it dull. There is too much waiting, too much straightening up. It is not a day that would make a good story. Christabel likes stories that feature blunderbusses and dogs, not brides and waiting. As she picks up the remains of the snowdrops, she hears the bone crunch of gravel beneath wheels. Her father is the first to disembark from the carriage, as round and satisfied as a broad bean popped from a pod. Then a single foot in a button boot appears, followed by a velvet hat, which tilts upwards to look at the house. Christabel watches her father's whiskery face. He too is looking upwards, gazing at the young woman in the hat, who, while still balanced on the step of the carriage, is significantly taller than him. Christabel marches towards them through the snow. She's almost there when her nanny grabs her, hissing, "What have you got in your hands? Where are your gloves?" Jasper turns.
"Why is the child so dirty?"
The dirty child ignores her father. She is not interested in him. Grumpy, angry man. Instead, she approaches the new mother, offering a handful of soil and snowdrop petals. But the new mother is adept at receiving clumsy gifts. She has, after all, accepted the blustering proposal of Jasper Seagrave, a rotund widower with an unmanageable beard and a limp. "For me?" says the new mother, and it is not a question. How novel. She steps down from the carriage and smiles, floating about her a hand which comes to rest on Christabel's head, as if that were what the child is for. Beneath her velvet hat, the new mother is wrapped in a smart wool travelling suit and a mink fur stole. Jasper turns to the staff and announces,
"Allow me to present my new wife, Mrs. Rosalind Seagrave."
There is a ripple of applause. Christabel finds it odd that the new mother should have the name Seagrave, which is her name. She looks at the soil in her hand, then turns it over, allowing it to fall onto the new mother's boots, to see what happens then.